Nightbird had not named his horse. The name had come to him magically, an extension, a gift, the only mantle that would fit the magnificent black stallion. And now Symphony lived up to that name fully, navigating the fog-shrouded forest as easily as most horses could run through an open field. The horse cut fast and thundered ahead, leaping trees down by the heavy snow of the early winter and swerving safely wide of low-hanging branches. Nightbird did not guide him. Rather, he let his wishes be known to Symphony, then put his complete faith in the horse. And they were gaining on the goblin ahead. They cut around a small line of thick spruces. Ahead in the fog, Nightbird saw a movement. The goblin on the small horse, galloping flat out. Symphony leapt in pursuit, closing still more ground. And soon the goblin was in range, and Nightbird lifted Hawkwing. Frantic, the goblin kicked harder at the small horse's flanks, and the horse put its head down and sprinted ahead. But the goblin, knowing that it was being chased, knowing that its enemy was closing fast, was looking back, and only glanced ahead in time to see the thick limb close the last few inches to its face. Nightbird and Symphony trotted up to the goblin. Nightbird wiped the sword on the goblin's cloak, then slipped it back into its sheath on the side of Symphony's saddle. He glanced about the misty forest, then clamped his legs tight about the horse, and Symphony turned and thundered off the other way. Within seconds, the pair had spotted another fleeing goblin, and Symphony pursued. This one was running, ducking from tree to tree, but it made the mistake of crossing the ranger's path only a dozen yards ahead of the running horse. The ranger glanced back to spot another goblin bursting from the brush and running wildly the other way. Perched in a tree not far away, Velimar Jaravio considered the ranger's shot with something more than respect, something bordering on awe. The elves had trained Nightbird, but to say that they had taught him everything he knew, Jaravio realized, would have been a tremendous falsehood. What the elves had taught Nightbird was quick thinking and how to bring his body in line with his plans, but the humans' creative use of that knowledge was stunning. As was the ranger's technique, Jaravio thought, looking at the goblin shot through the head, a perfect hit by the ranger while his horse was in full gallop the other way. Jaravio's keen eyes continued to scan through the fog as he shook his head. There, he saw suddenly, in the same brush from which the last goblin had bolted, hid yet another creature, curled and cowering. Up came the elf's bow. Callously, Jaravio turned his attention away, scanning the rest of the area and lamenting that it had cost him nearly a fifth of his arrows to kill a single goblin. Still, there were other ways, Jaravio knew, and so he started back on his original course, fluttering from branch to branch until he found a perch on a low, thick limb that crossed the path just above the height of a rider's head. Laying his bow to the side, arrow ready across bowstring, the elf took out his slender, strong, silver-elf cord.
Little green fairy! Don't let me get you!
The centaur, too, was running through the forest, chasing the terrified goblins. When he discovered that several of the goblins were riding horses, something very unusual, Brad Warden took up his bagpipes and played a tune. He knew how to talk to a horse, any horse, with his pipes, and instead of arrows, he sent music in pursuit. A grin turned up the corners of Brad Warden's mouth. He had to resist the urge to burst out in laughter so that he might keep filling his pipes with air. There, some 10 feet ahead of him, sat a goblin atop a very uncooperative horse.
Get move, you stupid beast!
But the horse had heard the call of the centaur and would not move.
Move!
It took some fancy finger work, but Brad Warden held the tune, playing with one hand while he took up his heavy cudgel in the other and quietly and methodically advanced. The horse did not move.
You about done there?
The goblin slowly turned its ugly head to regard the powerful centaur, who was standing right beside him, club in hand.